新年快乐
，Happy New Year to everyone。
这是我第一次见面，所以这个也不是说太晚。
This is my first year. This year coming to
UMass. 那么今天的题目就是讲到根基的问题。
Today I want to talk about root foundation. 是吧？
我们人是万物之灵。
We are the highest form of animal.
那么我们跟动物有一个很大的区别。
There is a very drastic difference between us and other animals.
首先，我们有这个讲话
First,
speech.
We have a speech, ability of speech.
然后呢，我们会问问题
We also have questions.
那你会注意到这些小孩子，他一会讲话就问很多问题啊。
Do you realize once the children know how to speak, they ask questions?
不需要教。
You don't have to teach them that.
我们大人也是一样，一起来我们也有很多的问题。
Same thing with adults. When we get together, we have questions.
今天穿什么衣服
？What kind of dress should I put on？
我应该吃什么的早餐
？What's for breakfast？
那么这些的问题呢，我们大部分都有答案。
We usually have answer to these questions.
但是你没有想到有一个最基本的问题，我们很少去处理。
But you know, there's a fundamental question we have not think about much.
就是我们的人生。乃是建立在哪一种根基上面
？What are the foundation of our life？
这个根的问题就是
foundations。
今天要分享。
It's something I want to meditate on。
那首先我讲一下，主耶稣说了一个比喻。
Jesus gave us a parable。
他说有两种人。
There are two kind of people。
一种呢，他叫聪明人。
One he said a wise man。
一种是无知的人。
The other one he called foolish。
那什么叫聪明人呢
？Who are the wise men？
他说聪明人好像一个人把一个房子安放在磐石上面。
He said wise men are like those who build their house on the foundations.
那么这个磐石就是他需要挖洞挖地，而且挖得很深，来建立一个很坚固的根基。
A firm foundation is something that you're gonna deep under.
然后再把房子放上去。
And then you put your house on top of the foundations.
但是这个地基是看不见的。
You don't see the foundations.
但是房子是看得见的。
But you could see the house.
所以你们建堂的时候就要紧注意那个地基有没有弄好。
That's why as you build your church building, you want to think a lot about the foundation.
那我有了这个稳固的地基以后呢，如果水大了、风大了也不怕。
With a firm foundation, you have no fear of the wind or the rain.
那么房子也不会倒塌。
And the house would never crash.
然后耶稣说到有一种无知的人。
And then Jesus talked about a foolish man.
他把这个房子建造在沙土上面。
He built the house on the sand.
为什么把房子放在沙土里面呢
？Why build on the sand?
因为这个挖地是很辛苦的事情。
No, it's very difficult to excavate.
他说这房子很重嘛，就放上去就好了。
This is a heavy house, I'll just put it on.
结果风雨来的时候
，So when the wind blows,
这个房子就倒塌了。
And the house crashed.
圣经描写到这个倒塌是非常的严重。
And the Bible said that the crash is really very.
所以我们看到根基跟房子的问题。
You see the house in relation to the foundation.
其实整本圣经。这个观念是很清楚的。
Actually, the Bible want to build on a foundation.
大部分呢是用种子跟果子来比喻。
Very often, the Bible use the fruit and the seed.
用根跟树来比喻。
Root of a tree as a example.
所以啊，根也是看不见的，果子。是看得见的。
Root is something that we do not see, but the fruit is something that's visible.
但是我们都很清楚，根是果的必要条件。
You know the root are the essential ingredient to bear fruit.
你没有根就不能结果子。
Without the root, there is no fruit.
但是这个并不说没有例外。
There is no exception to that.
有些是假的果子。
You might have some fake fruit.
所以我们也看到一些有根有果但是没有根的可能性。
You can also see that a situation where there are root but there are no fruits.
那么我们看到很多人他有非凡的表达。
We see people who are extraordinary achievements.
也有这个很善于交际的能力。
Some people with great social skill.
他讲话也是很快。
They are very fluent.
而且他整天都很忙，马不停蹄的做工。
People who are busy all the time.
表面看起来他是花枝招展。
Somebody who are conspicuous.
但是他的热心是无济于事。
But maybe the consequence of his work are in vain.
为什么呢？因为他没有真的知识。
Because without true knowledge.
也没有好的判断力。
Without a proper judgment.
他的思想也没有受过锻炼。
When his thinking is undisciplined.
他也没有注意到要养成一个好的习惯。
And without good habit.
他只想自己怎么想，也不跟人家的思想去比较。
He does whatever he desires.
结果他变成一个不可靠的人。
Become someone who is unreliable.
他可能下了很多的结论，但是没有人去接纳他。
He might have a lot of conclusion, but not many people.
所以他的果呢是非常短暂的。
These are fruit that are very transient.
不像那是大树长存那是果子一样。
Unlike the fruit of a great trees.
所以他的动作很快也慢慢的消失。
Even whatever he does, disappear soon.Disappear.
所以这种人，上帝就会问他一个问题。
These people God ask them a question.
上帝说：“你为什么束缚你在主里的长进呢
？”Why do you neglect what is important in the law?
如果无根，就等于一个有名无实。
To bear fruit without the root is something that is totally vain.
就好像一个猴子，把它穿上西装，它还是一个猴子。
It's just that you dress up a monkey in suit, it's still a monkey.
也许他看起来很像人。
Although he might look like a man.
那么有个很古老的故事，我想很多人听过。
You might be familiar with a story.
但是值得感激的就是，不管这个故事是多大家多熟悉，总是有少部分人可能没有听过。
I know most of you are probably familiar, but I'm sure some of you may not have heard that story.
那么这个故事讲了一个。很喜欢锻炼身体健美的人。
He talk about somebody who want to build his muscle.
那么这个人呢，整个身体的肌肉都是鼓起来，好像一个小西瓜一样。
He is really very strong, powerfully upper body.
但是他有一天失业了，没工作了。
One day he was an employee.
那么他就看报纸，看看有什么工作他可以做。
So he was going through the classified to look for a job.
结果呢，他发现一个。动物园要请人。
And then he find there's an opening in the zoo.
那么他去应征了。
So he go apply for the job.
那么那个管理的人就说，我们需要一些人去扮演猴子。
We need somebody who can pretend to be a gorilla.
他说觉得这个工作很奇怪，就你可不可以告诉我详细一点呢？
Can you tell me more about the job?
哦，明天因为是长周末，所以有很多小孩子会来到这个。动物园来。
He said, tomorrow is a long weekend. We need you to start right away.
但是呢，我们缺乏猴子。
We need someone to play gorilla.
那么他说，那么我可以做这个工作。
Okay, so he decided to accept the job.
他说你就是扮猴子就好了。
Just pretend to be a gorilla.
虽然他很不喜欢这个工作，但是钱还是很重要。
He needs a job, so he.
所以他就答应做这个工作。
So he become a gorilla.
那么主管就说一言为定，你明天就上班。
Okay, start tomorrow. You be our gorilla in the zoo.
那么第二天呢，天没黑的时候呢，他就上班了。
So he start early the next morning.
他就扮成猴子，用所有的配具来，看起来就像一个猴子一样。
He put on all the cosmetic and stuff they gave him.
那么太阳慢慢升起来了。
The day dawn.
小孩子也进来了。
And a lot of children come.
那么他的工作很简单，就在那个笼子里面跑来跑去。
So he began to act in the zoo.
因为他是很强壮的人嘛，他也可以在树里面跳来跳去。
He can even jump like a gorilla.
那么小孩子也把花生啊、香蕉啊丢给他。
So people, the kid children feed him with peanut and banana.
他说这个 job 也不错啊，我也可以吃点东西啊。
He actually enjoyed the job.
但是你想想看，这个工作你如果你做了七八个钟头是蛮累的。
After 7 hours, he was really
exhausted. 就要跳来跳去，他有点头昏。
All this jumping around, this.
结果呢，不小心跳到另外一个笼子里面去。
By accident, he fall into another cage.
那么他看到一个狮子来了。
It was a lion, the lion's cage.
那么这个狮子就跑到他面前。
A lion approaching.
他忍不住了，说：“救命啊，救命啊！”
He scream out, "Help, help!"
然后那只狮子小声地跟他说：“我请你不要再讲话，好不好？”
Please be quiet.
再讲呢，我们两个人没有工作。
Otherwise, both of us will have no job.
所以我们看看这个故事好像有点幽默。
This seems humorous.
但是这种虚伪的游戏呢，在我们今天的社会中常常的出现。
But you know, this pretender play are very common in our life.
因为主张人道主义的人却不知道人是什么。
Although we talk about humanity, but we don't know who man is.
很多人喜欢发言，希望做一个哲学家，但是他不知道哲学就是爱智慧，而且不知道敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
Many people like to talk about philosophy, but little did they realize that the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom.
那么有些人想做艺术家，他没有想到我们的创造主就是最大的艺术家。
People want to be artists, but they fear to see that God himself is a
artist. 但是很多人希望做一个好人，所以他希望做一个道德家，但不知道这个道德律是上帝所赐给我们。
Many people want to be good men, but they never realize that the source of goodness comes from God.
过去这个共产主义的国家都希望建立一个理想国 utopia.
So many communistic countries want to build an utopia.
但是都不知道什么叫理想。
But they have no idea what is the idea.
所以他们的美梦都变成虚妄。
So that's why in the end, many of these great dreams come to end.
因为他不知道最完美，最完美的人就是耶稣基督。
They fail to see indeed that the God, Jesus Christ is the perfection that they saw.
在这种完全失望的无神论的主义当中的人呢，他们发现问题大了。
When they come to this complete despair, they realize there's a big problem.
他们大声说：“救命啊，救命啊！”
They cry out for help.
结果有人回答他，给他很多的答案。
They might receive many answers.
但是这些人也是跟他一样，处境是相同的。
But the truth is that everybody is in the same situation.
所以我们看到人不能离开神而活。
We cannot live without God.
我们也不能在一个没有根基的环境当中建立房子。
We cannot build a house without a foundation.
有牧师说教会里面有四种人。
Pastor said there are four kinds of people in the church.
有一种人就是有热心，但是没有真知识。
There are people who are enthusiastic but have no true knowledge.
但是这种人呢，最麻烦，使得整个教会的头痛。
They are actually very often the troublemaker in the church.
但是有些人呢，有真知识。但是他没有热心。
There are people who know the truth, but have no enthusiasm.
他懂得圣经，但是对教会的施工也没有兴趣。
He knows about the Bible, but he doesn't want to get involved.
那么这种人，牧师就头痛了。
This is another headache for the pastor.
神要我们成为一个讨神喜悦的人，就是有热心，也有真的知识。
God wants to be someone that pleases Him, someone with truth and also with enthusiasm.
那么有根才能有果。
Same thing, you must have root to bear fruit.
但是有没有一个可能性说有根而没有果的可能性呢？
Is it possible that you have root but do not bear fruit?
有。
It's possible.
有些人非常聪明伶俐。
Some people may be very wise spiritually.
而且非常有追求的心。
They also long to know God.
而且他常常喜欢默想。
They also meditate on God's words.
他也养成一个好的习惯。
Also have a very good habit.
但是你发现他在生命当中发挥了很少的影响力。
But sometimes you see that they are not very useful in life.
有时候他不愿意讲话。
They are quiet.
这个本来是好的，但是应该讲话的时候他不讲。
This might be a good thing, but for the time to speak, that may not be a good thing.
有些真理不正确的时候就不敢去纠正。
He might be afraid to confront the false teaching.
他做言，但是不起行。
He have a lot of idea, but he did not do it.
最后的结果，他对教会对社会的贡献是非常少的。
In the end, he had very little contribution.
对他来讲，也没有什么可以评估的，因为他没有推动和持守这个正义。
In the end, he did fail to stand up for what he knows.
不错，他是有根的。
Indeed, he has roots.
他熟读圣经，
he knows
明白教义。
He understands God's teaching.
而且也博览群书。
He also studied hard.
所以他知道很多。
That's why he knows a lot.
但是他满足自己，而不顾别人。
He satisfies himself, but is not very useful to others.
那么神对这种人有什么的发问呢？
What is God's esteem all these people.
他说你到底做了什么事情，我给你那么多恩赐。
God will ask you, what have you accomplished with the gift I gave you?
那另外也是一个古老的故事。
There is another story I want to tell, share with you.
有一个沙漠中的徒步的旅行者。
A traveler who are in deserts.
他在这个加州跟内华达州中间那个死亡谷里面去走路。
Maybe he is traveling in the Death Valley.
那么天气非常的热，100多度。
It was very hot day.
而且走了一天以后，他非常的口渴。
After a day of traveling, he was really thirsty.
但是终于呢，看到前面远远的有一个绿洲。
Finally, he saw an oasis in the distance.
而且看到那个有个小小的茅屋。
There is a little hut there.
很远的时候，看见。茅屋旁边也有一些东西。
Oh, he sees something by the hut.
当他走近的时候，发现是一个抽水的集桶。
When he realized it was a pump.
而且这个集桶的旁边呢，有一个就是放这个发烧粉的罐子。
By the pump there is also a bottle.
这个罐子呢已经生锈了，但是里面有一张黄色的纸条，就是包买菜的。东西的纸袋那种纸条。
A rusty bottle with a wrapping paper.
那这个桶的旁边呢，有一块白色的石头。
There's a stone nearby.
那么他说这个什么东西呢
？So what are these?
然后他就把这个石头拿走，就看到一瓶清水在里面，封好的。
When he removed the stone, he discovered there's a bottle of water underneath.
那么他首先的反应就是，哦，我现在给我喝水了。
Instantly, he wanted to drink the water.
但是他看到这个纸条，他是想我先看看里面写什么。
But then realized that there's an instruction by the on the paper.
发现这个纸条里面所讲的就是一种说明书。
There's some direction for him in on the paper.
他说你在喝水前，请你慢慢看这个说明书。
Please read the instruction before you drink this water.
这个说明书说，你首先把这瓶水倒四分一。在这个集桶的口里面。
He said, first put one quarter of the water into the pump.
然后再等一会儿，让这个水慢慢渗进去的时候，再把整瓶水就倒进去。
And afterwards, you have to put the whole bottle into the pump.
那么如果你家里是用井水的话，而且这个井好久没有用，这个集桶好久没有用的时候，你会明白我上面所讲。
If you have a pump, you realize you have to prime the pump.
因为你没有用的时候，里面有很多的空气。
Because all the water inside dried up.
那么这个东西就不能启动。
You will not start the pump.
如果你到医生那去看看就知道，你把水灌进去的时候呢，就把这个空气挤开，这个集桶呢就慢慢会把水有足够的压力压上来了。
First, you have to fill the pump with water so you can do operate.
然后你就可以尽情的喝这个水。
And after that, you can have all the water you want.
但是他说完你喝完以后了，再把这个水放在瓶子里面。
And please, after you drink all the water you want,
把它封好 bottle, 把它封好放在地下面。
Put it back in the under the stone.
在这个网址上面，你签你的名字。
Sign your name.
告诉你哪一天来过这个地方。
That you have benefit from the pump.
Yeah. 所以这个人是有清晰的指示。
There's a clear instruction for him to do.
问题是他相不相信他。
The problem whether he will follow the instruction.
万一他不相信的时候，他说我已经喝死了，那我就把这瓶水喝了嘛。
He said, I'm so thirsty, I want to drink the water now.
也许会解决他口渴的问题。
It will solve his problem now.
但是以后这个集桶就不能再用。
Consequently, the pump become useless for everyone.
下面的旅客也一定会干死的。
All the traveling coming this way will be the dry of thirst.
所以这个故事就告诉我们，人生会做一个决定。
In the same way, in our life, we face decisions.
一个决定就是我先满足我自己的需要。
Should I satisfy my own need first?
另外一个就是我要不要考虑别人的需要。
Do I have to be concerned with the needs of others?
这个就是我们现在我们也有生命当中也有一个指示，就是圣经。
The Bible gave us instruction on how to face this question.
当我们相信这个圣经的时候，我们不但自己得福，也使众人得福。
When we believe in the Bible, not only do we benefit, we also need to benefit others.
马太福音主耶稣又讲了一个比喻。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus used a parable.
他说有一个老板啊，他要往外国去。
There is a master who is going abroad.
所以他就把他三个仆人叫来。
He called in his three servants.
他就给他们一点本钱去投资。
Each one he gave them some money to invest.
这个本钱呢，英文叫 talent， 就是才干的意思。
The Bible says gave them talents.
那么首先他给一个人5000块钱。
The first one he gave 5,000.
另外一个人给他2000块。
The second he gave 2,000.
另外一个人只给他1000块。
To the third he gave 1,000.
那么这个5000的仆人呢，就用这个本钱去投资，结果呢赚了另外5000。
The one with the 5,000 invested 5,000 and earned 5,000.
所以他现在就有10,000块。
Now he doubled the money.
那么这个拿2,000的人呢，也用他2,000去投资。
The one with 2,000 also invests what he has.
结果呢，他现在有4,000块。
Now he has 4,000.
但是这个1,000的人呢
，The one with the 1,000，
他就不敢做什么。
He is very timid.
他就把地挖一个洞，让他把这个钱埋葬进去。
He buried the 1,000 that was given.
圣经里面讲，过了许久的时候，这个老板就回来了。
But not too long, the master returned.
就跟他们算账。
So he began to make account with them.
首先叫5000的人来。
First he called in the man with 5,000.
那你做了什么
？What do you do with what I gave you？
他说你给我5000，我先帮你赚了另外5000，现在我已经有1万了。
He said, Master, now I have 10,000 from what you gave me.
主人就轻许他说你又良善又忠心的仆人。
The master commended him you good and faithful servant.
他说你在不多的事上忠心呢，我会把许多的事情交给你管理。
In the little thing you are faithful, I will give you much.
那么2,000的仆人也来了。
To the one who he given 2,000.
他说老板，你给我2,000，我现在赚了2,000，现在我有4,000。
The master he said, here is your 2,000 and 2,000.
老板也赞许他说，你在你这个又良善又忠心的仆人。
In the same way, the master commended you good and faithful servant.
你在不多的事情行善忠心。
You are faithful on the little things.
我也把很多的事情给你管理。
I will give you more to be in charge.
首先我们看到一个很奇妙的现象。
Here we come to a very strange
phenomenon. 就是两个人所得到的结果虽然不同，但是他得到的称许是一样的。
Even though the two earn different amount, but they receive the same recommendation.
两个在主人面前就是又良善又忠心的仆人。
They are both good and faithful servants.
那么主人说，哎，还有一个呢，他在哪里
？So he called in the third one.
那这个人就很亏欠的来到主人的面前。
So the third servant come to the master.
主人说，你向我报告你的工作的成果。
So the master asked, what do you do with the 1,000 I gave you?
他说，你是个忍性的主人。
The servant replied that you are a hard man.
哦，这样子的时候，这个老板就非常的生气。
That probably angered the master.
你还说我是一个忍性的人吗？
Before anything, you begin to say I'm a hard man.
你解释给我听听吗？
Explain to me.
他说你没有种，但是你要我去收购。
He said that you did not invest any, but you want me to harvest.
既然没有东西收购，你要我做打包的工作。
When you have nothing to harvest, you want me to, what do you want me to do?
那你给我做，就我怎么办呢？
You did not tell me what to do.
但是这个老板说，你至少可以把1,000块，什么都不做，放在银行里面，然后连本带利的交给我。
The master said, at least you can put that money in the bank and give me the interest.
那么主人就非常生气，就把他1,000块多过来给那个5,000，本来给5,000那个仆人。
The master was angry and take away what he has.
那我这里产生一个很实际的问题。
Here there is a very realistic
question. 我不知道你们有没有想过。
Have you think about this?
为什么这个主人拿了1,000块以后，啊不平分呢？啊，这5,000的仆人给他500，然后另外2,000也给他500吗？这个不是更公平吗？
Why doesn't the master just share what he earned among the three servants?
另外一种想法。 可是我们那个想法最公平，就是你把他1000块拿来700块给这个5000的仆人，300块给这个2000的仆人，那就并不是更合理吗？
Another reasonable arrangement, we just let the other two servants share what they have, what the 1000.
这里看到一个很重要的教训。
But here, Jesus teach us.
就是知道我们的主乃是一个愿意天国增值的人。
God is somebody who want to increase the kingdom.
他不但要我们帮他，就是跟他同工做。把天国的价值一直一直增高。
He want us to be good and faithful servant to increase the kingdom.
要增得多，也要增得快。
Well, he want to increase the kingdom rapidly.
那么我们现在也可以想象到这种的情形。
This is the situation we want to consider.
如果某一个地方需要一个宣教士，
if、
但是只有一个位置。
If there is a place that need one missionary.
那么我们教会一定会送一个最有才干、最有能力的弟兄去来传福音。
We probably might recommend a really capable person to fill that position.
我们不能说啊，给一个他刚信主也不太懂真理的，那送他去嘛，让他去学习学习嘛。
We probably would not send somebody who is new and need to learn.
当然不是这样子。我们为了神国的原因，我们要神国进展的快，而且进展的广。
For the kingdom of God, we will send our best.
那么在这个比喻当中
In this parable,
耶稣讲了一句非常有意义的话语。
Jesus said a very interesting conclusion.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
Jesus said that he who that has more will be given, so that he can have abundance.
这里
he who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.
这里讲到有两个字眼。
There is two things that Jesus talk about here.
一个就是有
，those that have.
一个就是没有
，those that do not have.
刚刚我们提过有根，也有没有果的可能性。
Before we talk about the root and the fruit,
也有一个有果也没有根的可能性。
We talk about people who have root but no fruit.
不管你是哪一个情形啊，这里就是有同样的结果。
This is what we want going to apply it into.
神要把你有的要拿给另外一个也有有根有果的人。
Whoever has will be given more.
就是连你所有的也要拿走。
Those that do not have, even what he has will be taken.
因为如果没有根呢，就是指到一些言之无物的人。
For those have people who has roots,
有果无根，没有根。
People who have no roots,
但是好像有点结果子的那种人呢，他外面有行动，但是里面没有属灵的成熟。
People who seem to have bear fruit but don't have the spiritual reality,
结果他的行动慢慢一下子就会衰萎了。
Even whatever that he has will disappear.
但是对于那些有根而且没有果的人，上帝说你是白占地图。
For those who have roots but without fruit, God say you are taking up the space in them.
所以他所有的也会被拿走。
Even what he has will be taken.
那么我们也会看见这个是这种的现象。
This is what we will come to see.
有些弟兄姊妹非常的有恩赐。
People who are greatly gifted by God.
但是没有神给他的恩赐去做神的工作的时候，慢慢的恩赐会消失的。
But for some reason he do not use the gift that God gave him, and then he lost.
所以在一年的开始，我们要追求什么呢？
As we begin this new year,
就是要追求我们要有根，也需要有果。
We want to begin to root, deeply rooted,
and bear fruit. 自己就反省，就是看看我们有什么弱点呢？
We want to look at ourselves to what weakness we have.
有弱点，我们要把它强化。
We want to strengthen where we are weak.
我们有强点，我们要发扬光大。
We want to magnify what God has already given to us.
我们品格上面有缺陷，我们要想办法靠着主来对付。
Where there are deficiency in our character, we want to with God's strength remove them.
那么基督徒最大的使命就是大使命。
The great mission that God gave us,
Great Commission.
The Great Commission.
所以呢，我们传福音就是我们重大的责任。
This is a mission, the Great Commission that we all have.
但是当我们讲到传福音的时候啊，我们也有一个特别的策略。
As we talk think about the Great Commission, we want to think about a strategy.
这个策略呢，就记载在彼得前书三章十五节。
That strategy can be found in 1 Peter.
这里经文说，信你尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
He said, set your mind on Jesus Christ. So you can give reason for the hope that you have.
那么这里看，我们看到有一根的观念在里面。
There is an ideal root in this verse.
首先，我们属灵方面，我们必须要尊崇基督为圣，这个是我们的根基。
Spiritually, we must have reverence for Jesus Christ.
然后我们要有内容。
And then we must have content.
因此我们要常做准备。
We must be constantly prepared.
我看到有些弟兄姐妹，他非常有热心的传福音。
There are people who are very eager to share gospel.
但是碰到人的时候，他没有不能讲几句。
But when he come to other people, he doesn't know how to give reason.
尤其是我们当中是在这个工程师科学家的圈子里面。
Especially those of you who are in the science or engineering profession.
我们必须要有一个很坚固的根基来跟他们传福音。
We must be deeply rooted to be able to share the gospel.
除了以外，我们还要结出一种圣灵的果子。
Also, we must bear the fruit of the Spirit.
这个果子就是也在这节圣经里面，就是以温柔敬畏的心来回答个人。
He said that to bear fruit is to answer them with respect and gentleness.
我们要遵主而道。
We must reverence.
我们要做一些非常困难的工作，也是长期的工作，就是常做准备。
We must be constantly be prepared to
give reason. 但是我们一定带着圣灵的果子去把福音传出去。
And we must do it with reverence and with respect, the fruit of the Spirit.
福音是会得罪人的。
Because the gospel is offensive to many.
但是上帝说，如果福音所得罪的人是我负责。
God said that the offensive of the gospel is his.
The gospel.就是 offensive 的、okay?
The gospel can be offensive.
但是如果你的态度不好却得罪人呢，是你要负责的。
But it should not be because of your attitude.
Yeah, 所以我们这个是传福音的策略。
This is a strategy for sharing
the gospel. 也是传福音这个大工作的根与果的关系。
That is the root and the fruit of the Great Commission.
其实我们今天的讲题的题目是往下扎根，往上结果。
Today we talk about deeply rooted and bear fruit above.
这个也是你们教会今年的连续。
This is also the theme of your church this year.
那么这句话从哪里来呢？
Where does this verse come from?
这句话是从以赛亚书三十七章。
The verse comes from Isaiah chapter 37.
我们先看看这个历史的背景。
I want to give you a brief historic background.
当以色列最大的王大卫死了以后，他的儿子所罗门就继位了。
After the death of King David, his son Solomon became king.
在所罗门的统治之下，以色列的版图一直扩张。
Under the reign of Solomon, the nation of Israel expanded.
但是到他死以后，以色列国就分成两国。
After the Solomon passed away, the kingdom was divided into two.
北国叫以色列。
The northern kingdom is called Israel.
如果你看列王记的时候，你发现北国没有一个王帝是好的。
In that kingdom, there is no good king.
他们都是拜偶像。
They are all people who worship idols.
所以他到主前722年的时候，北国就亡国了。
So the northern kingdom was destroyed in B.C. 700.
那么，然后南国呢，有好王，也有坏王。
In the southern kingdom, there are good king and bad king.
因为神顾念这些好王。
Because God remembered these good kings.
所以这个南国的寿命呢，就比这个北国长一点。
That's why the southern kingdom lasts long.
在南国，其中有一个最好的王就西西家。
One of the best king of the southern kingdom is Hezekiah.
那么在西西家的统治之下呢，这个亚述常常来。
Under the reign of Hezekiah, Assyria was the enemy.
那么有一次那个亚述王叫西拿基利就攻击这个犹大。
One time the king of Assyria attacked Israel.
但是西西家就悔改认罪。
And Hezekiah come repenting before God.
那么然后呢，神就施行神迹。
And God performed a miracle on his behalf.
当这个西拿基利围攻耶路撒冷的时候呢，就是701年 BC 的事情呢。就攻不下去。
When Assyria put a siege on Jerusalem, he wasn't able to take it.
为什么？因为上帝使天使杀了18万的亚述的兵。
In that event, God sent an angel that destroyed 187,000 Assyrian army.
那么西西家也是很聪明，他就想办法。把这个水源灭绝，让在城外的人没有水喝。
During the siege, Hezekiah cut off the water source to his enemy.
再加上神有赐下瘟疫，使到外面的兵死了不少人。
Also, God sent a plague to Assyria.
结果亚述王西拿基利就没有办法，就退兵。
So Assyrian king have no choice but to retreat.
那么因此呢，犹大王呢？犹大国呢，就在此在此延伸下去一段时间。
The kingdom of Judah was able to survive.
那么我们就看看这个西西家的祷告是怎样的。
As we look at the prayer of King Hezekiah.
那么圣经里面有记载。
The Bible records.
但是我可以把它分成四段。
I can separate into four parts.
第一段呢，就是耶和华他的祷告是：耶和华，你不但是以色列的神。也是宇宙万物的神。
He said, Lord God, you are not only the God of Israel, but the God of the whole earth.
这个对神一个极大的敬拜。
He showed great reverence to God.
我们叫这个叫 adoration.
Adoration to God.
然后以色列他还跟神讲，以色列的敌人就是你的敌人。
He still recognized that the enemy of Israel is all the Judah.
所以他是站在神的那一边。
He makes sure he is on the side of God.
我给这段一个题目叫 confession.
That part I call confession.
然后神也借着他的敌人呢，把以色列现有的所有的偶像呢，通通毁坏掉。
Through the enemy of Israel, of the Judah, God destroyed many idols.
这里让我想到我们中国受到文化大革命啊，受到共产主义的侵略的时候，好像非常困苦，但是有个事情，神却借着这些苦难成就。
Same thing I see happened in China during the reign of communism.
就是所有的民间的宗教已经被毁坏掉了。
A lot of false belief among the folklore are being destroyed.
那么，但是南国也是一样。
It's happened, same thing happened.
很多的偶像都被毁坏。
Many idols were destroyed.
然后他就谦卑认罪祷告。
Hezekiah come humbly to pray to God.
所以这个祷告呢，就可以用几个字母来表达。
A couple adjectives can be used to describe.
这个也是我们大家熟悉的叫。使徒行传 ACTS.
This can be
ACTS.
A pattern that we are all act ACTS.
A 就是 adoration, 对神的敬畏。
He come with adoration to God.
C 就是 confession.
Then he confessed.
T 就是 thanksgiving, 感谢。
In his prayer, then he showed thanksgiving.
S 就是 supplication.
And then he's supplication.
恳求。所以呢，我们用这个。方法可以提醒我们怎么去祷告，这个也是西西家的祷告。
This prayer can be a model for all of us.
那么神居然应允他的祷告。
And God answered his prayer.
就告诉亚摩斯亚摩斯就是以赛亚的爸爸。
And God told the prophet Isaiah.
他说，你告诉他。
Tell King Hezekiah.
他说往下扎根，向上结果。
You must be set root below and bear fruit above.
就说能够逃脱这个灾难的剩余的人不会灭绝。
So the remnant will be kept for the kingdom.
所以我们看到这个上下扎根， 向上结果呢，不单单教导我们如何培养我们基督徒的品格。
Not only set rule below and bear fruit above is something that will cultivate our Christian character.
也是给教会一个应许，一个盼望。
It is also a promise for the church.
所以我们今天连续说我们要向下扎根，向上结果，并不是不能做到的事情。
As we start the new year, our church want to set rule deeply below and bear fruit above.
上帝的应许给我们盼望。
Because of this promise, we're going to have hope.
所以没有人说，哎呀，这个太难了，我不能做到。
This is not something that's too difficult.
因为这个是上帝的应许，我们都是渔民，渔下来的民。
Because these are God's promise to the remnant.
为什么我们是渔民呢？
Why we are part of the remnant?
因为上帝在世界当中所有人当中拣选了我们。
God has chosen us among the people.
我们从罪恶过犯当中逃脱出来。
We are saved from the sins.
这些蒙恩得救的人呢，上帝会给他应许。
God has promised to those who are saved.
也给他盼望。
Also give us hope.
所以我们今天可以欢喜快乐。
That's why we can come here and rejoice.
知道只要我们忠心，良善的仆人的话呢，叫神一定会使这个教会增长。
As we stay good and faithful servant, God will prosper our church.
实际上我们也看到这个情形了。
This is something we have witnessed so many times.
过去几次我来到这里的时候，就听到你们建堂。
I heard about that your church building a sanctuary.
我心中非常高兴。
I was full of joy.
知道这个教会是有根的。
I know this is root. The church rooted.
开花结果不是一天两天的事情。
The bear fruit will not be something that happens in a day or two.
一定会发生。
But God will bring to pass.
而且如果我们看到教会的历史，宗教的历史的时候，我们也见证这个事情。
As we study the history of church, there are so many witnesses to it.
我们就看看我们中国的近代史。
Even look at the recent Chinese history.
1949年的时候，基督徒被逼迫。
In 1949, the Chinese Christian was greatly persecuted.
1950年的时候，有很多的牧师在温州的时候被捕。
Many pastors in China was put in jail.
1958年的时候，政府关掉所有的教堂。
In 1958, the Chinese government closed all the church.
当时有些外国人访问中国，看到江青就问他这句话。
When people go to visit China, they ask Mrs. Mao.
这个教会到哪里去了？都没有看到了。
What happened to all the Christian church?
他说基督教已经被埋葬了。
He said the Christian church has been buried here.
如果你看到一点蛛丝马迹的时候，只不过是那个museum 就是 museum 叫什么？
博物馆
里面就一部分而已。
He said you can still find traces of them in the museum.
那么到了1970年的时候呢
？About 1970，
有些外国人来了。
As more foreigners come to China，
他感叹的说
，They were very
整个中国的大地连一个基督徒都没有。
He said there is not one single Christian in China。
那么1976年毛泽东死了。
After the death of Chairman Mao in 1976，
然后后来又有尼克森访问中国啊，这个铁幕就打开了。
And you know about the President Nixon opened the Falun Gate.
有人说六四运动以后呢，入基督教会的人呢，比入共产党的人更多。
And after that, you heard about there are more people becoming Christian than becoming.
到了2009年的时候，香港有个报纸。把这个天安门这里不是有个毛泽东的像吗？那个他画成不是毛泽东的像，那是 Christ is risen， 基督已经复活了。
By the year 2006, the paper in the newspaper in Hong Kong said that maybe the picture in Tiananmen should be replaced with the picture of Christ.
那么到今天，据统计有130 million 1,300,000的重生得救的基督徒。
Today they estimate there might be 130 million Christians in China.
所以我们纵观整个教会的历史。
As we look at the Chinese church history.
不管怎么样，神总是在一个时代里面留一些 忠心于福音的人。
In every generation, God saved a remnant for Himself.
挪亚的时代，多少人犯罪
？At the time of Noah, there are so the world is under sin.
但是神保留了挪亚一家八口。
But God chose the family of Noah.
然后人类继续的犯罪。
The people become corrupted.
到了基督的时代，我们也有一个完全的人，就是耶稣基督。
And at the time of Christ.Jesus Christ come.
所以这个 people 对教会来讲呢，是一个福音的种子。
Even the persecution was put a seed for the gospel.
因为神的国是永远不会灭亡。
Because the kingdom of God will never perish.
给我们基督徒很大的安慰。
This is something that should be a great comfort to us.
如果我们看看这个新闻报纸，好像基督徒都是被逼害。
Even though so very often we see the newspaper, we think
好像一个绝望的光景。
It seems that we are under despair.
但是有一件事情我们肯定的，神的国是屹立不移。
But one thing we can be sure, the kingdom of God will continue.
所以我希望借着今天的信息鼓励大家，一方面我们要就建立我们基督徒的品格。
I want to encourage all of you to cultivate a Christian character.
做一个忠心良善的仆人。
All of you to become good and faithful servants.
在困难当中，我们想到这个是上帝的应许，上帝给我们的盼望。
As you face difficult, remember God's promise.
就是往下扎根，向上结果。
As to set your root deeply below.
所以我们基督教有人把它缩短说几句话，就是基督教就是盼望。盼望，盼望。
That's why we can summarize Christianity by hope, hope, hope.
我们是有盼望的。
We are people of hope.
我们这样祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you.
你借着以赛亚书告诉我们。
Through the book of Isaiah, we come to learn.
我们要建立稳固的根基。
We want to be deeply rooted.
为了要结出圣灵的果子。
So we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
好像我们可以把这个果子呈现给耶稣基督。
So we can give this fruit as a sacrifice to you.
把荣耀归给在天上的父。
And the glory to our Heavenly Father.
愿神祝福这个教会。
And God bless this church.
愿神祝福他的子民。
And bless everyone here.
在新的年的开始
，In the beginning of the new year，
我们相信你的儿女一定会在你家中得到增长。
We know we're going to grow in you。
我们借你祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name。
Amen。
Amen。
Thank you。